Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Our friend Billy Blank on the phone to the program, Bill Blank. Comedian Bill Blank, I should say. Also, Dr. Mina. She's a doc. All
right. So I went and inspected the mysterious Lexus that has been in our parking lot for about 6 months
now. The abandoned Lexus, right? The
never not
next,
moved.
Next album.
A lot of stuff inside of it. There's
there?
A polo shirt with the TV station we rent from.
Well, then, that's a good clue.
Well, that's who it is.
There's an ice scraper.
It was useful when it parked there.
There's a half a bottle of water. There's a sleeping bag. And then some little, looked to me like a head cover, but it's not. It says Steve Madden on it, and I think he's some kind of fashion designer.
Is it locked?
Shoe guy, I think.
Is it locked?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then it's the TV people, so.
But no bodies. Right. I could not see a body.
Could be under the floor.
Well, that's positive. Yeah.
Yeah. If it is, it's chopped up and
again, I think if that was the case, we would have smelled it by now.
Yeah. I don't know, though. We might not notice it leaving the studio. Dead body. Ass, same difference.
True.
Yeah, I mentioned the other day that Facebook sent my wife a video on our anniversary, and it concluded with, "You were meant to be with this guy." And there was a picture of me, my wife, and Bobcat Goldthwait.
Right.
And the face that came up that said, "You're meant to be with this guy," was Bobcat's face.
Yeah. Well, he's successful as hell.
So Colleen gave his email address, and I sent it to him, and he got back to me. Grandpa isn't on Facebook, so it won't play. I hope you guys are well. Sent for my phone machine.
I love Bob. Bob makes movies.
He's obviously awake now.
And he, right now I have him, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's up early.
If he's in L.A.
Or still up late.
I would guess the latter.
I keep seeing that the Friends reunion happened, and everybody's real happy about that.
When are we going to see it?
May 27th on HBO Max.
HBO Max, okay.
But it's not like a new episode.
No,
it's like
they're all sitting around.
Yeah, it's like a reunion retrospective type of thing.
An unscripted special along with some guest stars.
Right, right.
Like Justin Bieber, David Beckham, Reese Witherspoon, and more.
It sounds like they're friends.
Well, Reese Witherspoon was on the show.
Oh, she was on the show. Yeah, she was.
She was at least on the show.
She was Jennifer Aniston's sister in the show, a couple episodes, right? Morning, Nick.
Hey.
How was your gig last night? Did you kill?
It was a lot of fun.
All right, good.
Like Augie kill? Did you do that?
Yeah.
No, he's got the market cornered on that.
People laugh? Cool.
Yeah, they did. Josh Potter has a fun crowd.
How did the, because yesterday afternoon we got the no mask mandate. I should say mandate. The indoors you could wear no mask. That must have felt freeing there, although people were eating anyway and drinking anyway to begin with. People in the crowd know that?
Yeah, I don't know if they changed anything there. Cause I think when people were not at their tables, they were still wearing masks.
Well, it's only been 4 hours by then.
Right.
Businesses can still do whatever they want.
They can. They can.
We still have to be careful for the children.
Yeah, but
because
but,
they cannot be vaccinated.
That's true. But
and people are concerned for their children.
They are. They are.
As they should be.
But, you know, and, but they've also said if you're unmasked and you're vaccinated, you're fine. That's the CDC, not me.
I understand.
Yeah.
And so
my mask is
but
off.
But we are also, but for instance, people with children are concerned for this reason.
I know that.
Because let's say they take the kids to the store And
oh, no, the store wants me to wear a mask. I'll wear a mask in the store.
Okay,
I'm
but let's say the store just... doesn't want you to. Let me finish.
I'll still wear
let's
a mask.
Let's say the store doesn't care.
Okay.
But you go into the store, and they don't care, and they say, hey, if you're vaccinated, don't worry about it. Don't wear a mask. Well, then you have to trust the unvaccinated to wear a mask, and they're not gonna.
No. Yeah, well, I'm not, but I can't do anything about that, Craig.
I understand. But then the children are potentially hurt.
Then yell at the unmasked.
That you... but you can't yell at the children for just being
this,
with
Craig.
Their mom at the grocery store.
I totally get
it. I'll yell at that kid.
But kids are wearing masks.
But not for just being with their mom.
But put the mask on the kid, too. I've seen kids that without masks in grocery stores, they should
I
have masks on.
Yeah, all these things are absolutely true. You are 100% right, but we have to be careful for everyone.
I read the other day that some of the non-vaccinated are embracing the masks suddenly.
Well, I read that, too. You think they're going to wear them?
I don't know.
Here's the thing.
I saw that story, too, and I read into it. I'm thinking, do you know anybody that actually, because they're afraid that the vaccinated can shed their crap, which is another crap, you know?
Okay.
It's like full circle
Here's
to the stupidest thing possible.
Right.
They are saying this whole vaccine shedding thing that the conspiracy people are worried about. Right. They say that the vaccinated will shed certain proteins onto the unvaccinated. You'll get your proteins onto the unvaccinated.
That's crap.
And the unvaccinated will then suffer adverse effects from the shedding. The main worry is that this shedding will cause irregular menstruation, infertility, and miscarriages.
Well, let's preface this by, or postscript, basically. That's not true, none of it.
Right.
So let's just say
it is a fundamental misunderstanding of how vaccines work.
Right.
Now then, the people that are involved in this conspiracy say that two of the best ways to defend yourself from this vaccine shedding is social distancing and mask wearing.
Once again,
we'll do that. You do that, unvaccinated.
You mean
dude?
The thing we suggested at the beginning of the pandemic? The thing we were talking about 14 months ago?
One prominent anti-vaxxer suggested quarantining people who have been vaccinated.
Oh, these guys.
Well, that's dumb.
Well, none of that's going to happen. These are idiots.
Yeah, but if they were,
and
Matt,
the anti-maskers aren't putting on masks. Because they're not vaccinated.
Yeah, I don't
they're
think
not,
so.
I should say, the anti-vaxxers are not going to put on masks. I saw the story, too. One person might have done that.
They do go on to say that they probably won't be wearing masks.
Well, they're anti-maskers and anti-vaxxers,
So, because they say that the anti-maskers are saying the mask isn't going to save you from this either.
Oh, they don't think anything happened, right?
They're not going to save you from this. So if you're thinking you're just going to walk around with a mask on and your vaccinated friends and family members, it's going to be the same as walking around with one for COVID. Going right through.
It's great news yesterday.
Said one woman.
Great news.
One website advises that the only thing to help anyone that may save them is pine needle tea in case you get the COVID.
Ew. Just tell these people to shut up. How about bleach? We still do bleach?
That's the preferred method.
That's preferred method.
Or the internal UV light.
Now, here's the trouble with this.
With what? The conspiracy.
The conspiracy is baseless.
Yeah, of course.
However, but the fear that it is causing vaccine skeptics is real. And where there is fear, there is cash to be made. And where there's cash to be made, there's liars.
Bush mentioned yesterday, I heard it too coming in. Vaccine is actually going back up again. People are actually starting to get it.
They say the graph is starting to tick up, you know, the daily number of shots being given.
Because the reason we don't have to wear masks anymore, at least the CDC said that yesterday, is because vaccines.
Oh, no, I heard a guy say they don't work.
Yeah. I can't worry about those guys anymore. I cannot.
The thing I worry about with this is if when businesses say, we still want you to, these people are going to still be, just comply. Don't be an asshat to the minimum wage guy at Target because Target still wants you to wear a mask.
I'm not sure what Target's going to do. You're right.
Yeah,
but,
I mean,
I get that. I totally get the store thing, but that's not where I'm worried about. I'll walk into a store with a mask on, but if a bunch of people are not going to because they told you don't have to have a mask.
But the businesses can still make that decision.
But they're not.
Yeah, they did tell you that.
People also need to be told that.
They're not going
to.
In the same sentence or in the same paragraph,
if the business
they
says
said
it.
The business can do what they want.
Right.
If the business says wear a mask, then you got to wear a mask. End of story.
Don't be an asshat to the minimum wage guy at Target.
So where there is fear, there is money to be made. And if people, and if you are able to foster fear of the vaccine, you're able to make money from those people who are afraid of the vaccine. And that's what people are doing. That's where this fear is coming from, right, is the love of money.
Let's make lots of money. I want to put that back in your brain.
Stop it. Yeah. Stop it.
Sorry.
Oh, the OJs popped into my head when he said that.
Oh, you're thinking of money, 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 money.
Do.
My youngest is getting his shot today.
Good. Good. The CDC thing yesterday came out of nowhere for me. I thought, well, most people.
Yeah, I was surprised.
People were smiling. People, you know, whatever. That's cool.
I was so pleased. I went to the bar.
Right. I would have, but I didn't want to drink last night because I'm drinking tonight.
You did go to the bar?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Good for you, man.
Had a beer at the tap house.
Excellent. Oh, that's why you got a hold of it. Yeah.
Well, and some fish tacos, too.
Oh, I'm going to juice
that. They're right there.
They're excellent.
You got to have the fish tacos. Right. Yeah.
Todd and Tyler, paid spokespeople for the Omaha Tap House.
Yes, we are.
I might have a beer today. Actually, I'm going somewhere tonight with my wife. We're going out to eat with some friends.
I might have a bunch of beers tonight.
Yeah, I probably will, too.
I'm gathering vodka drinks indoors.
Yes.
I have an indoors gathering.
Yep.
That was kind of jarring news yesterday.
It was. And the best part was I read that coming in that, this wasn't the best part, but interesting fact, that Republicans were meeting with Biden yesterday about infrastructure, and before the Republicans just said no, they all walked in, said hi, and all took their mask off. Everybody, because they're allowed to.
Yeah, that's not a thing I thought we'd see till probably the fall.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's moving very quickly.
At least midsummer, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, July, August, maybe at the best. But I figured, you know,
they were slow. Rightly so, they were slow waiting for the facts.
Yeah. Yeah, they said it's data driven on finding out that the vaccines are not only helping you not get sick, they're helping you not transmit it as well.
I get what you're saying, Craig, about kids. I get that, but I'm talking about total adults that don't care about getting a vaccine. That's on them.
You are right.
Yes, and they said that two different ways. I've been hearing people try to phrase this question in the news last night, even coming in this morning. Kept phrasing it the other ways, and everybody kept saying yes, true. But if they're unvaccinated, that's on them. They're the ones going to get sick, not the vaccinated person.
I saw a stat from, I think it was Cleveland or somewhere, where they said 99.7% of the people who are in the hospital from COVID have not been vaccinated.
Right.
It's free and it's everywhere, people.
Yeah, it is.
Just go do it.
Go do it.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Well,
maybe they should incentivize people by giving them a Ziploc bag of gasoline.
Yeah.
Every time
that would get him in there. Right.
Well, did you see the thing?
I don't know. Maybe a coach or maybe a governor should stand up and say, get the vaccine.
Did you see the thing that Ohio rolled out?
Yeah.
They're giving away $1 million
right
to five different people.
Right.
Oh, lottery.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you got to get vaccinated.
And that's a Republican governor, too. Good for him. Not our guy. He ain't saying dick. The old coach ain't saying dick, is he? Is he a commercial with the old coach anywhere?
I don't know. No,
so you want the new coach saying anywhere?
I'm pretty sure the word dick has never come out of the coach's mouth.
might have had a friend in high school named Dick.
Yeah.
Might have got into his mouth.
Wow. The name, Todd.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. The name. There was a story I tweeted out some town in the middle of, way out in the middle of the state of Nebraska. There were a bunch of anti-masker, rural anti-vaxxers, and maskless prom. Everybody's sick. They closed the school down. So I said, rural Trumpers not getting the vaccine? No way.
That's weird.
That's weird. That people that didn't get the vaccine and hung out together and get this.
School's up just
what?
What
is it? A virus?
Henderson, Nebraska. Yeah.
Something I've been hearing about? I don't know.
Yeah. Highly contagious.
A flu? I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, my daughter was at the prom 2 weeks ago. It was outdoors, and they had to wear a mask. Now, with this thing, they probably wouldn't have had to, but this is yesterday, not 2 weeks
ago.
Yeah. But this prom in Henderson was a while back. Everybody went. The school didn't care.
Yeah, we got an email last night from the school saying, outdoor activities, you're fine. Take the mask off. But through the rest of the school year,
our school year's almost over
inside,
here.
Inside, leave the masks on. Right. we're because you know this is an elementary school that I'm talking about. So you're dealing with mostly or nearly all unvaccinated kids.
I saw a school in Iowa that some kid refused to do it, and his parents are backing him, and they're suing the school. And he walking through class, he's walking through the hallway without his mask on. This is before yesterday, obviously, but the school's still. And they just said, "Oh, you got to go to the. If you're not going to wear a mask, you have to go to the auditorium and sit in there for all day long." And he's mad.
Yeah.
And they said, and they're suing.
Good.
Well, I saw in the news some video, some you know, school board meeting, and the parents are all mad. Child, my choice. What? Yeah. Don't you get that when they're all together, it's everybody. You know, it's not.
That was at Karen meeting. I saw that.
How
Karen
dumb
meeting.
Are you?
They're all concerned
they're
about
dumb.
Their choice. That's all that matters to them. Stop at that.
My when your
choice.
Kid is with all of our kids, it all goes around.
Everything is my choice.
Idiots.
Except for abortion, Todd.
Oh, yeah, you can't have that.
Yeah. Then it's not your body's choice.
Then you shouldn't have a choice.
Right. Your body, my choice.
In that case, yeah.
Oh, such great news yesterday. It really was.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Disney's upcoming feature film, Jungle Cruise, will have a hybrid theatrical and streaming release. The film stars Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt, will premiere in theaters and on Disney Plus.
God, I'm just going to
with premiere access on July 30th.
Low rent Indiana Jones. I saw the preview. Just looks, kids obviously like it. It's based on a theme ride at Disney.
They're also going to use this.
First this time.
Yeah, the ride came first this time.
They're going to use the same tactic to debut the upcoming films Cruella and Black Widow.
Yeah, they've done that a few times with Disney Plus, where it's you got to be a subscriber, and then it's $20 or $30
on top of that. Okay.
For the premium access.
Yeah. Yeah, but at the same time, you can go to the theater and
you
pay
can
more.
Now.
Yeah,
and
pay
can,
more now,
and you can now.
Yeah.
Go to the theater and pull your mask off if you're vaccinated. Suck
Warner face. Brothers is going to be taking a similar approach, releasing their entire slate of 021 on HBO Max and in theaters on the same day.
I won't see any of those, but have fun.
No.
Plus, I have to go to three of them, right?
I don't know. I said something.
She's starting to age out, isn't she?
Well, she's kind of gotten into the Marvel movies.
Got it.
Yeah, that's fine. They're fun to watch. Yeah. And I said, well, you know, if we get you vaccinated, that the new one, that Black Widow, comes out in July, we could go see it. She's like, nah, we could just watch it at home.
All right,
fine.
Good for you.
But going to the theater is so much better.
It is, but if you want to see the movie.
And it's a couple months out. She might change
her mind. I'm with you on that. I'd rather see a movie in the theater myself, but it's a movie I want to see.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. If you have to see a movie, you may as well see it in a theater.
Popcorn's better.
Yeah, popcorn is so much better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the stuff they call butter.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, it's tasty.
Still bad for
it
you.
Is.
It's but
it's, oh,
it's
tasty.
I bet it's worse for you than butter.
It might be.
Yeah.
Somebody should get a sample of that, and we'll take it to a lab and find out what's really in.
Oh, that might
ruin it.
Theater butter.
And I think it's full of triglycerides.
I love that they have that circle. You can squirt your own, too.
Yeah.
And I just saw somebody, you know, a couple years ago it was like floating.
Yeah. That sounds so good.
But no, they shouldn't have done that.
Well.
They were.
And that guy
died. I bet they didn't have a bite without butter.
For lack of a better term, they were really fat.
That guy died during the movie.
No, it wasn't a guy.
I always want to ask him to be like, hey, can you put like an inch of popcorn and then butter and then an inch of popcorn and then butter and then like, and then like eight layers of butter. And
that's how you got fat blood,
that's
buddy.
You know,
that's how you got the fat blood.
It's not an accident.
But Nick's right. it's all on top, and once you eat the top layer, the butter's gone.
Well, no, not if you keep pumping it. It's gonna gravity's gonna do it. You know. I mean, this one was pumping it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
There
we
go. Bottom. Yeah. You got to get the stuff they call butter to the bottom.
Was it all dripping out of the hole her husband cut in the bottom of it?
Right. Did you have some salad tongs? And,
you know, that was just gross. It was salad. Actually kind of gross. Yeah. Salad, yeah.
I see the theater I usually go to, it's one where they actually bring it to you. They serve it.
Oh,
you know,
I do. Okay,
and,
yeah.
But it's also a bottomless bowl.
Oh, okay.
Like they bring it to you in a metal bowl, but you can get as many refills as you want for the one. Yeah, it's dangerous.
Well, that place, if there's a table in front of you, they should bring a little gravy boat full of it so you can pour more on it as you get through the
Not a bad idea. Jug. Little tureen full of the butter substance.
Yeah, absolutely.
There have been times where we've gone to an early movie, and that's the first thing I've had to eat that day, and that's unsettling because it's just like it doesn't
butter mass.
It's a ton of calories, but it's not. It's like
it's not filling.
Not filling.
Fat yeah. Oh, and it's horrible.
A fat burger going through your system.
Oh yeah,
it is the noon. Fat burg.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Nick's blood looks like the London sewer system.
It does.
Getting more Deadpool.
Just begging for mercy.
More Deadpool names.
More players that had Norman Lloyd, the 106-year-old Norman Lloyd, in our Deadpool. There were 499 players that had him. More of them include Mike. Mike Hawk, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he's not going to get you on that one.
Apparently, he is a wreck.
All right. Oh, Mike Hawk, I got it.
Yeah. Monkeys and Vodka get a hit. Montana Musket Loader gets a hit, as does Mr. Ricketts the Fluffer.
Oh,
God.
My brother's
favorite. Chubbing anybody up. What are you talking about?
No, that's a bad choice of Fluffer.
Yeah. Well, he might have to be on the other side of the glory hole.
Oh, that might help, yeah.
My brother's favorite sock gets a hit.
That's what it is.
Ew.
Your brother's sock.
Yeah, favorite sock.
Yeah.
Nick's 11th finger gets a hit.
Oh, poor 11th finger.
Yeah. May it rest in peace.
Yep.
Nick's waxed taint gets a hit.
Right.
No waiting at Colleen's gets a hit.
No waiting at all.
As does pineapple love juice and puss of the farmhouse.
Comedian Billy That's Black, awesome. Dr. Mina later on. Friday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.